Okay, now I am going to quote poetry from Nagarjuna Suvalekha. Kshingunjai Pami Jyotiyang, Chine Padang Dhamma Jyotiyang, Nawa Tindar Devu Namze Di, Gawa Sondung Tongde Deje Shinins. That means Kshingunjai Pami Jyotiyang, that means the us, somebody or anybody who Munjai means past, so far, Pami Chujang means lack of conscientiousness or any kind of practice religion or something, or Pami means wild kind of life, whatever happened. If that refers to the Chi names, later on, Padang Denpa is very, very conscientiousness, with the possessing conscientiousness, or to doing serious practice Dharma. Then, Chi Ne Padang Denpa Chutiyang, Gao Tindra Devul Nam Zedi, Dawa Tindra Devul Nam Zedi, Gao Sandung Tongde Decisions. Dawa Tindra Devul Nam Zedi, that person will be, if take later effort, then it can be, or later, Dawa Tindra means moon, or then free from, or various kind of clouds, beautiful in the sky, clear and pure, or like that way, one person can be free of all the obstacles. Dawa Tindra Devul Nam Zedi is. Example is the, there are three examples, several examples, Gao, Sonding, Tongde, Decisions. Maybe all of them I may not say, one of them I will say, first up to that, maybe you can say.
首先引龙树菩萨的一个记子，这个主要的意思就是说，任何人呢，即使他在过去都没有用心去学习佛法，或者是说没有用心去体会自己在生活里面所遭受到的种种的苦，但是如果从现在开始他能够积极的去练习去学习的话，那么就会像那个曾经被乌云遮蔽的这个月亮一样，那么逐渐的这些乌云就会散去，然后重现就青天。所以只要一个人他现在开始很积极的去学习佛法去练习，那么终究啊就是会有成就的。所以先用这个句子来做开场白。
What then? Example is here, Nagarjuna put the example in this actually the Suvalekha is the letter, advising letter to the king, his friend king. So therefore, anyway, this example is then, Gao Sonding, Tongde Decision is the, most powerful possessing the attachment, under the power of attachment, person who is it, under the power of attachment, that is Gao means the, his cousin Jung Gao, that is the one. And then Sonding is the most powerful delusion with the hatred or anger. And then that is the Somyutewa is the most ignorance or the powerful of possessing ignorance. That is the Sromyo Chungwa, Angula Mala, usually called Sromo, means a finger rosary. One possessing that. Tongde Dejishin, and then Tongde Nesiti, and then one of the king, or the who probably committed to kill his father. So therefore that is the most powerful shetan is hatred. So those three poisons mostly example mentioned. These all these people are many years later they have realized what they have done and they have they become all the conscientious and that means serious, isn't it? Regretting and the practice, the rest of them are Buddha's teaching. So they achieved high level of the their freedom. So that is the example.
那么在另外一本著作这个至善有书里面，他曾经举了一个例子，就是一个国王他在很强烈的这个我执的。 影响之下，那么，就是说充满了这个贪嗔痴的种种的这个行为，那么甚至呢，他把他自己的父亲都杀掉。可是呢，后来当他开始接触了佛法，同时非常积极、非常精进的去练习，那么最后他得到很高的成就，啊，这个就回应到刚才一开始的这个句子里面所说的这个意思。
Okay, so maybe I will a little bit the short those three who they are, what they have done, little bit. And maybe first one is the Dzogchen, is the one who most did the powerful or attachment possessing under the power of attachment. That is the Zhonggao, or first the Gao is the Zhonggao, or then or Joyce one actually. Or that means the Buddha's cousin or younger cousin who was the one time very, very powerful attachment to the to his wife. And wife also have so much attachment, cannot separate even a few minutes. That kind of order of the attachment under the power of that. So therefore then one day or they have to some offer to Buddha some food or something. Buddha is always a yogic type of the or arm begging, etc. Anyway, they want to offer some food, and he went to the offer to Buddha, and at that time, somehow pretended Buddha wasn't there, and Shiriputra was there. And Shiriputra said, and to offer to Shiriputra, please. And he wants to quickly to return to his wife, because his wife taught him you should come very quickly. she has some kind of little licking or something to put his forehead, and before dry this, you should come. So he has to be very hurry, but Buddha wasn't there, pretending. And Shariputra opened the door, and please offer this to Buddha. So Shariputra didn't accept. No, I can't accept. If you want to offer, you should yourself go to see the little Buddha. So that was the one. And then. That made a delay, and then later, another time, the Buddha, to see Buddha, and then the Buddha has so many tricks to keep him not able to go back easily. So that kind of thing. Anyway, there's a lot of tricks happened, and then finally, great Zhonggao, become later, great Buddha's disciple, and to achieve even arhatship during that life. So that is the one happen, one story.
那其中的一个故事呢，就是这个佛陀的表兄。 那么他对于他的妻子啊有非常强烈的这种爱执，那么有一天呢，他去要去对佛做供养，但是呢，他这个太太啊，这地方格西讲的是，他太太用他自己的唾液啊点在他的额头上面，告诉他说，你要在这个唾液干了之前呢，就要回到我的身边，所以他就匆匆忙忙的去对于这个佛陀做供养。 可是呢，佛陀就故意不在，所以他为了要赶快回到他太太身边，所以他就要对舍利佛做供养，而不是对佛做供养。那么舍利佛就说：“我不能接受你这种供养，你要去对佛做供养。”那么，这个，但是他因为急着要回太太的身边了，所以就没有办法去处理这个事情。那么后来还有。 接续不断的这个佛对他用各种的善巧方便来去除他的这种执着。后来呢，这个他这个表兄啊，接受了佛陀的教法，然后很精进的去练习。那么最后在他那一生，他就成就了阿罗汉果。Okay,
so that is the first one. And the second one is the most ignorant says. All then, who possess the ignorant, powerful, then, all that is surrounding. Surrounding means, or some chanwajan means the, the Sanskrit word, angula mala. That angula means the, these the fingers, and chanwa means the rosary of human's finger, the wearing. That is the, what is happen is this is the, this person is a young person, prince, who is very, very generally or gentle and all like this. But then, maybe have to little bit longer. It doesn't matter. Anyway, then what happened is the he was in a student of Brahman, a teacher. So therefore. Who has many students, and he is most intelligent among them, gentle, and all the teacher liked him very well. So like that way, and then one time, there were some people who offered to the, hold the teacher and the class to have somewhere for a distance, to come to 3 months or something, to stay there. Place and enjoy there, or class have there, etc. That is offered. So therefore, then teacher has also a wife, and then both this teacher and the wife both are liking this young man. And then our teacher thought, when I go this place to somebody who take care of my wife, so in home, stay in trustable person, should be lived there. So then, finally, decide to this young man, teacher likes that, and his wife also like him. So then he asked him to stay. Of course, he is very, very faithful to the this teacher. So then he stayed. Then what happened is the 3 months, like that, during that time, of course, this wife tried to have some kind of sexual conduct with this young man. And the young man is very religious and very, very respectable to the teacher. He didn't any accepting, and he always in quiet and stay. And then, when after finished, the teacher come back, and that day, then this wife did very, very bad thing. One, his hairs pull out, and some scratch in her face, some blood coming, etc., something, and then cry, etc. One teacher comes. Then teacher says, what happened? Oh, this young man tried to sexual something and doing those things hurting me, hurt me, and so she taught to him. So then all the teacher really surprised, and then finally then the teacher, this environment teacher, want him to disappear or destroy it, something like that. Then what to do is so similarly, then what the teacher taught him. One day, you did a good job, and now I want you give as a present or the special secret teaching or advice and teaching. What that teaching is some kind of the Brahmanical teaching, or that is a religious teaching. That if you have gone or sacrificed many people, or maybe 1,000 people you killed, then all this finished, then at the end you will be born in Brahma region. Okay, that kind of teaching is special. Anyway, in the Brahman's teaching, whatever depend on that thought. So then he was strongly believing, So then he began to killing the people. And then 999 up to that he killed, because each people when he killed, he put cut the finger and make rosary, so putting on his neck. Well, 999 already have. And the last one, at that time, then town and village everywhere, this is a famous person who killing, and all this, everybody escape and everybody frightened. And he is less and less finding to be killed. And then finally, the thousand last one is then he couldn't find, and then he is concentrating. His mother still love for him. So then finally he was thinking, now last one is, if I don't find, now mother is going to be. Okay, that is his own attitude. And then one day he leave, go to, then mother was somewhere and try to again see him and to give some food, etc. But anyway, and that day then Buddha only see omniscience. Now this is the time to fully wrapping him to now to become religious. This is the time to tame him. So then Buddha showed up on the road, far distance, and slowly walking. Buddha slowly walking. And then when he saw that distance, so then he joyed, now I got, instead of mother, somebody to be killed. So he ran after him. Of course, Buddha goes very slowly, no hurry and running or not thing. Like Langjin Dredang is like an elephant walking, like same way, slowly, same feet, not worrying about to everywhere watching. So like that way. And he, after that he go, he was then try to chasing to Buddha. And how fast he run, he never get closer. Same distance they are. So then finally, he was tired, then he giving up almost. And then Buddha wait him. Then he goes there, and finally, sat together, and then you want to kill me, right? That's okay, you can kill me. But before killing me, listen, I have to say a few things. Okay, that's Buddha taught, and then all kind of teachings, negative karma, and etc., all these various things taught to him. Then he listen, instead of killing. Finally, he got great regret to his activities, and then he wanted to confess Buddha, and from now on serious practice in his whole life, remaining life. So that is the what he did. Okay? Is it too long? You remember? Okay.
第二个故事呢是有关于这个吃的这个故事，就贪嗔痴的这个吃。那么这个里面牵涉到就是用人的手指的骨头我来做念珠的这个一个故事。这里面讲到就是说有一个王子啊，那么他曾经拜师在一个婆罗门的这个老师的门下，那么因为他是最聪明最有智慧的。 所以呢，非常得到这个老师还有他的师母的这个欢心。那么有一天呢，另外一个地方的人来对这个老师做供养，邀请他到那边去讲学三个月。那么，这个老师呢就决定要去，所以他在去之前呢，他就指定这个学生这个王子啊，在他家里面照顾师母。 总之替他照顾这个地方。那么在三个月里面呢，他的这个师母啊，用色计来诱惑他，啊，那么，可是呢，因为他有非常虔诚的这个信仰啊，所以他拒绝了。那么，所以这个师母就怀恨在心。等到老师回来的时候啊，这师母就把自己的头发也抓落了，然后身上也弄出血来什么，然后就跟这个老师讲啊，说这个学生呢。 曾经对我有性骚扰，那么试图要对我做出不规矩的动作，那这个老师呢就这个听了以后啊，那么很生气，就要把他驱逐出师门。那么在这个驱逐出师门之前，这个老师就想了一个计策，就说就对他讲，他说我要教给你一个非常特殊的这个婆罗门秘法，那么。 但是呢，你要先去啊，杀一千个人，就是结束一千个人的生命。那么结束以后呢，那么你就可以得到这个秘密的这个教法。那因为他对于他的这个师父是非常的深信不疑，所以呢，他就开始啊到处去杀人。那么杀了999个人以后啊，在每杀一个人以后，就用这个人的手指头这个骨头啊。 来做念珠，挂在他自己的脖子上。那么在这个过程里面，附近的这些人因为听到说他要杀人，所以大家都跑光了。最后他找不到人，杀了999个人以后，剩的最后一个他实在找不到。那么到处都找不到，最后想到他自己的母亲，他的母亲还在，那所以他就想，他说这个母亲呢可以当做最后一个牺牲品。 这时候母亲呢还来送饭给他吃等等，他就准备要把他的母亲杀掉。那么就在这个时候啊，佛陀示现，就这个决定就是说，现在是到了开要去调伏他的这个新的这个时候了，所以佛陀就示现变成人，那么就走在他的前面。那么他看到了前面有一个人，心里面非常高兴，因为他原来他是要去杀他的母亲的，现在有这个人来代替了，所以他很高兴，他就去追这个人。那么可是很奇怪，不管他走的速度多快，他就是追不上前面这个人。那么等到他自己的脚步放慢下来了，前面这个人呢也放慢下来，所以就这样子反反复复的在追逐啊，最后他实在疲惫不堪，你就只好。 这个累倒了，在里面休息。这个时候呢，佛陀化身的这个人呢，就在前面等他，让他追上。然后，这个佛陀化身的这个人就跟他讲，他说：“我会让你杀掉，但是在杀我之前呢，我要先跟你讲一些道理，我要先跟你教导你一些这些道理。”所以呢，就开始跟他讲这些种种的。 这个杀业啊，等等这些贪嗔痴的这些种种的恶业，会造成什么样的结果？好，那么跟他讲完了以后呢，这个王子他发起了非常大的一个忏悔心。 那么同时最后他皈依这佛啊，来这个很精进的跟他学习啊，这个是有关于这个跟前面一开始龙树菩萨所讲的偈子也相关的第二个例子。
So this young man said this sutra has this one verse line what he is taught the Buddha is dang chepa ngamba su cheje melon nang sa de tan ni dungwa rap ti yo yi la dungwa rap ti de tan ni che la cho ba chu lus that means the my bad activities bad behavior ane all these ne activities the form of that activity is now clearly revealed in the mirror of your teaching. Chöji nangsa means when you go to see the mirror, you have bad or good, whatever you clean and everything you see clearly there. Same way, by teachings of Buddha, it's like mirror. Also you can, my all bad things now clear in the mirror of your teaching. So now I have huge dunga, regret, mental or regret or rising, and or the compassion like that. And then, or kanichola chobar juice. From now on, I will choose the dharma practice. From now on, remain of it purely or do so saying like that. Well, so that is the this. Our person taught any serious practice in his life achieved high goal. So that is the story.
那么这个王子、啊、就跟这个佛陀讲，跟这个佛陀的化身讲，他说：“我过去啊所造的种种的恶业，都很清楚的在您如镜子般的教法中啊。”彰显出来了，就是说您的教法让我体会到我过去所造种种恶业的这种不应该，所以呢我现在升起了大的忏悔心，那么要从现在开始，那么我要非常纯净的来根据您的教法来学习，那么这样子以后呢，这个王子啊他就非常精进的去练习学习佛法，那么最后在他那一生他就证得了很高的成就。
Okay, so therefore, our teaching like or something like this, then we have to then or to realize from that one's own what done, what is not done, and clearly reveals. Usually, we don't reveal. You don't know. You don't see what is done, good or bad, or whatever, never or appears sometimes, or out of ignorantly, or sometimes in this kind of the teaching, and it clearly explains, or they're like in a like mirror. So therefore, or should understand that way. And also this man, most ignorant, said. But he is naturally he is intelligent young person. But ignorance means here sometimes wrong believing or connection with or the religious sense. So all thousand people one kill by killing that you will born some or get peace or something or some kind of or the without much logical reason some stupid way ignorantly. To strongly believing that, and that is that kind of sometimes ignorant is the we are going on these days also sometimes or the recent or trouble in the or the all these fighting and or also these things in America happen all these kind of thing. Some of those things have I think. Very religious attitude, but not knowing, and they have able to give their body, etc., something like that, maybe, or could be like this. So therefore, on religion or spiritual, various kind of in the world, religion, or many things. But we should not be the head to religion, but that is not false of religion. Religion, any religion has brings some kind of final or temporary or whatever, they always bring days of some peace and prosperity to the people. But then when you use that wrongly, when you use wrongly, and then our religion become, or then looks like poison. Medicine become like poison. If you take medicine, all medicine is supposed to cure the disease and the sickness, but somebody do not understand that properly, and wrongly use, and that it may become, instead of killing, because curing, it will be dysphoria or something, poison. Medicine become poison, or Dharma religion become all this kind of disturbing things. Or that is a false of the egotistic or view, or the sentient beings, they themselves how to utilize us or make these problems. So therefore, all these things have to careful everybody thinking, not necessarily to reject that particular religion. Any religion based on that, it can be anything wrongly utilized like that way. So how you utilize means have to thoroughly study, understand, or logically, scripturally, one's own mind, or was it right, should be like that. Okay? All right, that is it this time. That's right.
那么继续刚才讲的这个论点，就是说，透过 佛陀的教法，那这个王子啊，他很清楚的看到他以前所做的这些行为的这种错误，所以呢，引申的来讲，就是说，透过这个佛陀的教法，那么根据我们前几天所讲的，我们可以很清楚的了解到我们自己做了些什么，那么还有哪一些事情我们应该做，但是却没有做。 这些没有做的原因，基本上都是出于这个所谓以我为中心的这些错误的这个之见。那么这王子是一个很典型的例子，因为虽然他是那么的虔诚，虽然他是那么的相信他的师父，但是呢，他却伤害了1000个这个生命。那么这样子的一种对于信仰。 对于教法的一种不理解或者不清楚的了解，这种态度啊，这种愚痴，一直到现在的我们的生活里面仍然还继续存在。我们看到了在某一些地区，有些人他非常的虔诚，他有很强烈的宗教的信仰，但是呢，他却不知道他自己的行为造成其他生命多大的迫害。 那么他却因为他自己的这个信仰而去伤害很多的这个生命，那么所以呢，从这里面我们就要去反省了。其实，这格西讲他说，所有的宗教信仰，它最终的目的是带给人们和平，带给我们这些学习者内心的平静。但是呢，如果我们使用不当，或者是我们因为自己这个。 的愚痴而去做不当的理解的话，那么我们就有可能呢去错用这个教法跟这个信仰。那么这个时候呢，就好像原来这个教法是一贴药，是一贴让我们痊愈的药，但是呢，因为我们自己的愚痴，我们反而把它变成了是一个毒药，让我们因此而受害。好，那么这个。 根本的原因就是我们以自我为中心的这样子的一种这个我见跟这个错误的见解，所以我们应该很仔细的去反省去思考，那么怎么样有效正确的来运用这一些教法，这是我们必须要去思考。
Okay, so So therefore, those two are more certain, or the thing among the three poisons. And then also last one is the shetangjam, is the anger or hatred, or the power of the hatred, this is in Baptist, one of the king, with the support, killed his father because some of the minister or certain people or made some kind of gossiping, certain things, connection with that anger, having then, or put his father, or king's father, put in jail, or the connection with that, or later, or the father died in jail. So that is the tsame, this is the paseba, maseba, means this is five heinous, kind of karmic, powerful karmic. So therefore, all this happened, so therefore, but this one is again later recognized so much in this kind of situation. So therefore, later purification and seriously again practice doing that, then one got the that time path of seeing reach there, or like that way. Also, all of them, some of them. Emancipation achieved, pure perfect, some are higher level of the path of seeing, etc. So those things can happen. So these people are Unjaya Pamims, past so much powerful or evil, negative, and with their mental three poisons on dominating. But they, if they realize and they do remain of that life, they have power to do release for themselves. So therefore, that is here message. Okay.
那么第三个故事是有关于这个嗔恨, 因为嗔恨而造成的这个恶业的这个故事。 这里面讲到就是说有一个国王, 那么他因为听信了他底下的臣子的这个谗言, 所以呢他就把他自己的父亲呢, 关起来, 最后这个父亲死在监狱里面。 那么, 这样子的一种行为啊, 这个所谓杀父的行为, 这是五无间罪里面的一个之一, 这是非常重的一个杀业。 那么这个国王啊, 他就犯了这样子的一个重罪。 可是呢, 后来他知道自己做错了, 然后开始发心非常积极的精进去学佛。 那么最后啊, 在他那一世啊, 他就进入了剑道, 就是有成就进入剑道。 所以呢，这总的来讲， 就从刚才龙树菩萨的这个偈子一直到现在， 都点出了一个重点， 不论我们在身口意三方面， 曾经受到过多少的污染， 多少的染浊， 但是现在只要我们开始发心， 积极的精进的去学佛， 那么都有希望能够把这一些过去的错误净除， 同时能够会
Okay, that's enough. Now we have to read our text.
现在我们要开始念本文了。
Okay, so now, so far we had the, and then this is the, doing like now, and then enthusiastic how to, especially development of the higher and higher powerful, enthusiastic, and that is the method, or there are four powers explained in Shantideva, or the Medaya Gadam, or the Trovatam, or the Verba Top, means the power of the aspiration, power of Temba, means steadiness, and then power of joy, Gawa. Or the power of Tharwa means the, or the resting or for stopping, or that those powers utilizing those way, and then you develop or joy or enthusiasm. Now among them, first each of them one by one explaining or more detail, or therefore first one say power of separation. Power of separation has the explaining that is the on the object of the separation, result of separation, cause of separation, those three divisions made. The object of separation has the two object area. Separation, where you want to develop a separation is the nyeba, means nyeba throwa, means throw away and getting rid of the negative sides, one. And then lemba means taking the positive merits, virtuous things, those area, or develop the separation. That is the object of those area. That is yesterday we talked. What you done, what you not done, et cetera, so far, now so how, what should be, or doing, stop, or then aspiration to, spell aspiration to, tool to that. Okay, that is yesterday we done, okay.
那么到目前为止啊, 我们, 都在谈, 就是说, 怎么样能够升起精进心, 那么这里面在这个颂文里面呢，吉天菩萨他谈到了有四种的力量来激发我们升起精进心，这四种力量是这个信乐心、稳定的力量、喜悦的力量以及止息的力量。啊，谈到这个有关于信乐的这个力量，那么又分为三个内涵，分别是这信乐心升起的对象。 那么它的原因以及它的结果，那么昨天呢，我们已经谈过了这个有关于在对象这一方面，包含着两个部分啊。第一个是我们要把这个所有这个负面的，就是过去所造的一些种种不好的，我们要把它去除。那么第二部分呢，是要去努力想象。 或者是说期望能够练习所有正面的一些好的，或者说升起信乐心，它可以带给我们所有种种好的种种这些东西。那么这个是到昨天下午为止啊所讲的内容。Okay,
so therefore those are the object and then the result is the last night briefly here explained. The result is the separation, result of the separation is the, all the meritorious virtues, everything development from beginning to all the way up to enlightenment. Those are the result of the special separation. And the not done or not having a separation toward the Dharma, to getting rid of obstacles, to take the on the virtuous qualities practicing seriously, that is a lack of aspiration. That brings all the evil, negative, misery, sufferings come. So therefore, these are the result, briefly showing. On verse 39 shows the negative result. Verse 40 shows any half of that is the two lines shows. Gevachon, Tamji Yatawam, two Vesum, say, what the Buddha taught all the Gevachom, the virtual sides are root, or they are rooted from there, or their root is the aspiration toward the Dharma. Okay, that is it. That's now we stop there, I think.
Now, 至于这个信乐心的结果，这一个主题呢，昨天我们谈到了39颂最后，那么这里面就讲到，就是说如果我们透过信乐心的升起而开始用很精进的态度来学佛的话，那么我们可以得到怎么样的一个结果？啊，这里面这个正面的这个结果呢，包含了比如说可以积聚各种的资粮。 那么最后呢， 终于可以达到这个成就的这样子的一个结果。所以这个是三十九颂里面所谈到的，昨天我们略微的讨论了一下。
OK， 那我们 the cause of the aspiration. How you get this such aspiration toward Dharma? What are the causes? Or that is the cause showing here is the verse 40 and then first shows the second verse 40 has the four lines was the first two done. Now second two lines showing the cause has a brief explanation and a more detailed explanation. Brief explanation, these two lines, they are our thought, naming the combat source. It's two lines. Or the root of the aspiration, cause of aspiration, is it mainly naming the combat source. That means concentrating, meditating, the virtuous quality or virtuous karma, and the negative karma, virtuous karma, what they will bring, what kind of negative result, what is kind of virtuous result, the positive result, how they briefly these two concentrating cause and the naming is result, maturation, those two detail learning, meditating, concentrating, analyzing, that will bring you a special kind of aspiration to the Dharma. Okay, that is briefly explaining. Naming
那么这个在第四十颂的后面两句啊，就是告诉我们，就是说在日常生活里面，我们要常常的去观修我们自己所造的善因及恶因，它将来会给我们带来什么样的善果跟恶果啊，用透过这样子的一个经常观修的方式啊，它能够激起我们的对于佛法的一种信乐心。
哎呀 So then are the Yabala Shabha is the more detailed explanation is now explanation of the karma, virtuous karma, its result, or negative karma and its result. Some little more detail to examples, explanation. And those as explained, and you think about those things, concentrating, meditating, that is the cause of the aspiration. Right? Okay. So therefore, Nivajyavala Shyavala sums, this has three divisions, or more detailed explanation. This has the Deme Lende Samba, Chiktukave Lende Samba, Nakwe Lende Samba. That is the Deme Lende Samba, Karna, virtues and non-virtues, or or Dema means Dema Lenda Sambam means Dema means all those are the mixed karma and the result of the karmic result. That is the like we will do here, or like we humans do always mixed. Sometimes virtues do, sometimes non-virtues do. We do always kind of mixed everything different way. Not purely negative or not purely virtuous, sometimes do, sometimes learn that. Same way, result, what we experience also, same way, result, mixed result, well, naming result. Sometimes during the life, sometimes happy, enjoyment, peace, virtual results come. Sometimes misery, suffering, problems, all these result of negative karma, so we will experience also mixed or like that way, virtuous, non-virtuous. So therefore, this kind of dhamma, lente, seven dhamma means mixed. Lente means karma and its result, sometimes. This is a detailed explanation.
那么刚才在前面那一节所讲的是一个比较简略的一个说法，也就是讲说常常观修，我们自己所造的善因跟恶因，它可能会带来什么样的善果跟恶果。那么接下来就要比较详细的去解释这个所谓的造善因得善果，造恶因得恶果，它到底是什么样的内容。那么这里面又分为三个主要的内容。 我们现在常常在日常生活里面，我们经常是善因跟恶因是同时混杂的在一起去制造的，所以我们有的时候在造恶因，有的时候在造善因。那么也因为这样子呢，所以当这个果成熟的时候，我们也同样的会一方面享受到这个所谓善果，可是另外一方面呢，又受到 这个恶果的影响，这个是所谓善因、善果、恶因、恶果，这个事实上是呈现的一个混杂在一起的这样子一个状态。那么接下来就会仔细的去讲这些。
OK, that is it. First one is Jemian Lanta Samba thinking those, and then next is Nakpa Lanta Samba. Nakpa means completely dark, black, karma and the result. That means like powerful negative karma, which brings only negative result, misery, suffering only, that goes down or deepest hell, worst hell, hot hell, etc. Later will explain. Or there, they not experience any virtuous result. Or whole life, even how long will it take, that only misery, suffering, only that is there. Or that kind of not by land that sometimes that would come.
那么第二点刚才讲的是第一点，第二点是说，如果我们造了这个恶因的话，那么在来生就必然的会降生到这个所谓的地狱道，而且去承受非常大的这种痛苦，那么这个是第二点。
And then also, the second one, Chiktu Karva Landa Sambha, and then also there is one only Karva, only white, or something like that, virtues, karma and its result, such like, for example, if you were born in Sukhapati, or like such like this, Buddhisattva, or somebody who born in Sukhapati, in there you don't have or misery, suffering, and problem never have, only what they experience as a result of virtuous karma. So there were karma which born those places are called chittu karma, only white or virtuous karma. Okay.
那么另外一方面就是，如果我们造的是恶因的话，那么在它所造成的 这个对不起，如果我们造的是善因的话，那么它所产生的善果，是让我们降生在一般所说的天道，那么那里面充满了喜悦，所以又用一个另外一个字来形容，就是所谓白的这个业果。刚才前面讲的那个降生地狱的那个是黑的业果。
Alright. So now these things in here, the Nishandadeva explained briefly, or the, as explained, we have to usually think of those things, or that is the first one is the dhamma, mixed kind of karma, and mixed kind of the experience, result, or those things. Or the, here is the maybe little detail explanation is the karmic cause and effect has it, for example, result, and there is a naming is the maturation result. Yutum is a similar result with the cause, similar with the cause, that kind of result. And then, Takwe Debu, Mr. Takwe Debu, Mr. Denis, how to say, and then, result of the honoring or possession, environmental. For example, we have here is the, right first, the center is the born as a human or animal or whatever you are born, that the life itself, or the samsaric life itself, say, means maturation, primary maturation. And during that time, youth means similar kind of, with the cause, means some people have experienced short life or being killed, being many misery, which you did the same thing pass in the others, similar result will appear. So that kind of thing, you think it will result of similar with the cause. And the takwe devu means the takwe means you are the owner and your possession is environmental. Or some people have a good possession, some are bad possession. For example, house and all this wealth and etc. Some have nothing, that the poverty, etc. These are the another result which is mainly wrapped into the outside as your environmental or your possession. Or each has, they have different, unique, some kind of different. Also, that is why we have people have also, some are rich, some are poor, and some are medium, or some are happy, or long life, etc. Some are short, and misery, and something. So different things. So that is the outside, even the same way, or this kind of experience. Even some farmers, or some farmers, the same kind of mineral, or grain, or water, but some do not grow very well. Some grow all the time very well, or there are different some things, and sometimes all these things happen, or the business, etc. Whatever you do, or most goes under the power of previous karmic result. Okay. So these things will come, but here not too much in a detailed explanation, but general, that is the three types of result, the same way cause, karma also, three types of all those things causes, okay?
第三个呢，就是谈到了，就说跟着前面的两个继续讲下来，就是我们这个生命呢，是表现出来一个所谓混杂的这样子的一个业果啊。那么因为这个业因本身是混杂的，所以呢，我们后面所承受的这个业果，或者说所经验到的这个业果也是混杂的。那么这里面讲由第三点，尤其是在谈到这个所谓业果成熟的这一个时候，我们看到其实生命本身呢，不论它是在降生在哪一道，那么它都是这个业果成熟的一个表现。比如讲，就以人道来讲的话，有些人他生下来是很短命，那么有些人他生下来是很这个命很长。那么另外呢，有些人他生下来就一生都是非常的富裕啊，不于匮乏。那么有一些人呢，这个终其一生呢都是非常的穷困啊，这个非常的忙忙碌碌而没有结果。所以整体来讲，这一些表现呢，它都是显现出我们在这一世之前所种的这个善因或者是恶因的一个结果。所以尽管我们都是降生在人道，但是我们每一个众生他所经验的过程呢都是不一样的。那么同样的，就举个例子，就好像这个农夫他在种田，虽然每一个农夫都在种田，可是呢有一些农夫他的收成就非常好，有一些农夫虽然他付出同样的努力，但是他的收成就相当的不好。那么这个虽然他们都是在同样的环境之下，但是呢，因为他们所以前所种的这个因不一样，所以他们现在所 经验的这个结果也不一样，这个是第三点。
So therefore, this is the dhamma, means a mixed type of karma, and its result will explain here only three verses, verse 41, verse 42, verse 43. All of those explained in all these mixed one. First, like we humans have mixed result, mixed cause, we do also. So therefore, mixed result, for example, we have so much some negative side, for example, dunga. Yimitewa dunga means physical or problems, misery, suffering. Everybody doesn't have same thing, but a different level of different way, physical dunga, suffering. Yimitewa means mental suffering, mind unpleasant, unhappy, all the time frustrating, etc. This kind of mental suffering, also different people have different way. And then, jikpan nampan na to atangas, fear, various kind of different fearness, fearful things, fear in you, anxiety and fear, all everybody in the mind and fear things. And then, the panam tang tawas, the panam tang tawas, desire, you want to such want this, dhapa, desire. Desirable things not happening. Yeah? Desirable things not happening. But we will always sometimes undesirable things mostly come, welcome. I'm joking. They come and they're like that. Those various kind of, even being human, human's nature is born as naming is maturation is a good result, a virtuous result, born high ripper like human. But during that time, a lot of negative result will appear, positive result will appear. We experience both mixed way. So therefore, negative result, these things, dunga yimi dewa tang jikwa namba na to tang tepa nam tang thawa ni tikpa choy la jung chu. These negative karma, because these negative or undesirable things happening is the or tikpa choy la chung is tikpa choy means tikpa means sinful evil negative karma or which is the created past that arise and the fruit is the what will happen. Same, when you realize these things, meditate, concentrate, or then this will be important, these things, is it? When you, or these things happens, instead of blaming to somebody, this his fault, her fault, their fault, or something, faults of weather, faults of something, everywhere blaming outside, that will be stopped. Oh, I have this, this is must be passed. I did something this, and blaming, and injuring, and hurting, and harming. Or then you didn't do this time even innocent. That is, you are mixing, you are experiencing negative karmic result. So therefore, reversing past negative karma. That if you properly reverse, then you will now stop. If I don't want this kind of suffering, I should be stopped, caused to accumulate continuously. That is the main message. Okay.
所以在接下来的四十一颂、四十二颂、四十三颂啊，就是在针对刚才那三点做比较仔细的说明。在第四十一颂里面就讲到，这个我们在这一世啊所承受的业果，啊，里面，比如说我们每一个人多多少少在肉体上、在心灵上面，都会经验各式各样不同的苦，那么同时呢，也会承受各式各样这个恐惧，那么这一些啊，经验，这个都跟我们过去生所造的这个业有关系，有造的这个因有关系。那么另外一方面呢，我们有的时候可以心想事成，可是大部分的时候呢却是 这个心里面所想的没有办法落实，没有办法这个成真。那么所以这个就反映出来，我们在过去生所造的这个因呢，它是一个呈现一个混杂的一种状态。所以在这一世里面，我们所承受到的这个业果，那么也是有苦有乐，但大部分是苦的。那么在这样子的情况之下，与其啊我们去责怪其他的人，比如说在这一世里面，当我们遭受到不如意的事情中，我们往往会去责怪其他人。我们与其去责怪其他的人，不如很专心、很平静的来反省，这个是跟我们自己过去世啊里面所造的这一些善因跟恶因有非常密切的关系。那么从这样子的一个角度来思考，并进而做这个更积极、更精进的这个学习。
OK， 所以then all the when these in recognize the virtual method, or sometimes when we use this, when physically or pain or suffering or to yourself or somebody accuse you or kill or harm you, hurt you, everybody does not do. Only those karmic relations who has, they will do, or you will receive whatever create karma with the something like that where you are receiving. So therefore, when you anything on those things happen, and then revering to one's own karma, not blaming to the person, even if temptation, Bodhisattva was aware of the temptation, say, person is there by my karma cause, or with the together, or him or they suffer like that way, causing negative karma. So thinking like that way, oneself, or the not getting angry to people, or angry to anybody, instead of then revering to one's own karma. But the good things there is the what you suffer, what you have problem, whatever you experience, by that experience some particular cause are happening to you, to us. So therefore, when they fully happen, that's the end. That particular karmic result finished. So therefore, it is a kind of part of purification also, rather than anger and hatred and reproduce again karma, more karma. Instead of that is the thinking, oh, glad, welcome. Oh, welcome, or like that way. Some of the practitioners say, da nana nawa chinjilaptoso, da shinashiwa chinjilaptoso. That means, if I am better to sick, please empower me, let me sit. Is it better to die? Okay, please bless me to die me. Or something like that kind of one's own kind of purification, rather than complaining, blaming, getting anger out of that again to hurt to somebody. That is you are doing continue one side undesirable to what this happening, yet you are creating again another same thing, try to to accumulating. So therefore, this is will be help on our practice Dharma. Okay.
那么在日常生活里面，我们所遭遇在肉体上面所遭遇的痛苦，或者是说，经常有别人指责我们，或者是意图要来伤害我们。那么这一些种种的经验，它都是这个所谓业的结果跟业的反应。所以在这样子的一个情况之下，我们要从这个业的从业果的这个角度来思考这样子的一个经验，不要去指责别人，反而是要回过头来反省自己。 那么这样子的话，这个好处是什么？就是说用这样子的一种反省的心来经验这样子的痛苦，那么我们当我们经过了这一些痛苦之后啊，事实上我们的这个过去所造的这个恶业，那么它就尽除了啊。所以很多这个大修行者，那么他们在修行的过程里面，就是用这样子的态度来面对生命过程里面的种种的这些经验。比如讲，那么他们多半会有这样子的一个发心，好，如果现在生病可以让我消业，那么就让我生病；如果我现在生命结束可以让我消业，就让我生命结束。所以用这样子的一个积极的这种心态来面对生命里的种种的这个经验，那么因此呢，可以把过去所造的这一些恶因，能够很快的净除掉。
Okay, so now that is about in verse 41. Now verse 42, same thing again. The opposite, the merit is virtues. Or that's ila sambe gechebe.강당강도로교바대당되는소연함대의리뷰연정은주교류스 other that means the verse 42 or 일어삼백개체바 means if you do give up means meritorious good or virtuous things with the 일어삼백 means in first mentally in mind to some kind of good motivation that is 일어삼백 means that is into the mindNot accidentally something happened, good things done. Not like that. That is small virtues. Virtues with the motivation. Yila Sambha is first planned in the mind, good motivation. With that motivation, not killing, etc. Whatever you are, making charity or any morality, etc. Whatever practice doing those things, give a chaba, or the illa sambe gechabas, what that will do is that if you do this life, this kind of thing, or in the past life, whatever you do, result is the, kangdang kangdo drojuba, tetang tene, sonamte, divyun jung unjukus. Wherever you go, kangdang kangdo is the place, or wherever you go, or that is the tedang telling in that place wherever you go, always sonamti, that merit, virtuous merit, will affect you. If you will be all like worshipped, or like almost like all the result of meritorious things. You, wherever you go, happy, pleasant, enjoyment, good things, good traveling, good place to go, or treated by others well, and all these kind of pleasant enjoyment wherever you are always. That doesn't mean this time you are smart. That is some kind of previous virtuous karma will bring you all this life. Whenever you, wherever you go, whatever you do is successful and peace and happiness. And,what do you want to do happen. So that is debu yun, see? Or that debu is a result of previous karma. That is the, will be, or then, unju juru, somebody chaba means worship or offer, or these things you will achieve, experience. That mainly that is the, like that. So therefore,when you think something good things happen, and then not thinking conceitedness, I am smart, thinking like that, where this kind of, rather than, oh, this is something good things happening to me, that must be the result of good things passed somewhere, whatever life's done. So therefore this happens, good things appreciate.When you appreciate, then now future, I like continue to do that, you do motivation with that way to, in the future also good things, not killing, not stealing, lying, instead of them, helping to them, practicing, all kinds of things, charity and morality, etc., various kinds of things as much you do. When you do these things, these are even fruit, not seen, but they definitely will come, believing that way, okay? So then you joyfully to do those things. Whether that is the here and the mixed means, we humans have opportunity to mix. The mixed karmic result is sometimes good, because you see negative things, result of, and the positive things. If you do this, this will happen. If you do this, these things will happen. And real intelligent ones, these will learn. And then you drop what you do, stop negative things. Try to as much you are too much positive things. Okay, that is it.
在第十二颂、四十二颂里面，就谈到就是说，不论是在过去生或者是在此生，如果我们都是用很正确的或是很好的动机发心，那么去做种种的善行，它的结果就会导致我们在这一生里面，不论走到哪里啊，不论到哪里去，都会。是非常令人愉快的、愉悦的。那么你走到任何的地方，都会受到其他人对你的这个好的礼遇啊，给你很多的这个供养，或者是说对你很尊敬。那么让你或者是说自己在做事情都会很成功、很顺利等等，这些这都是结果。所以当这样子的状况。发生了，也就是说我们在这一生里面经验到这样子的过程的时候，不要以为啊是因为自己非常的聪明，非常的这个灵巧，所以才会能够得到这个好的结果，而是要从另外一个角度去想，就是说这个是因为我自己啊过去生基于正确的动机而造的善因所产生的结果。所以从这个角度去想的话，那我们就接着要去想，就是说好，那么既然我这一生可以享受到过去生造善因的结果，那么我为了来生呢的这个考虑，所以我在这一生里面要继续延续以前那一种基于用正确的发心去做种种善行的这种习惯，那么这样子的话把这一种正确的动机做善行的这一种态度啊，变成我们自己的生活方式。那么这样子的话，这个我们就可以预期啊，在来世同样的可以得到好的结果。那么这一颂里面所谈到，又回到一开始的时候，格西所讲的这个所谓的业果，它是一个混杂的啊，就是只要我们造善因。我们就必然的会得善果，反过来讲，我们如果造了恶因，那么也会承受那个痛苦的这个结果。所以这里面就在凸显这样子的一个道理。
Okay, so now verse 43 also. So therefore. Dikpa cheba ten doyo jang kangtang kangtang trojo ba sedang tenen dikpa di dunga sunji nampal chom. That verse showing is, if you do dikpa or evil, negative things, always doing those things, then they wish to, want to have dewa, pleasant, peace, happiness, enjoyment, that doyo jang, even they want to that. And then, in the past, the evil things when done, then wherever you want to, wherever you go, wherever you go, then in their place and situation, everything miserable. Or to not term is a weapon of suffering will destroy you, conquer you all the time, everywhere. Or in a place, it doesn't matter. Even if you have negative karma, powerful in the past, negative karma, if this place is not happy, you go somewhere, move somewhere, doesn't matter, same thing happens. Another place, doesn't matter there. or company with somebody, or with this I mystery or some another person, or some, or whatever you do, doesn't matter. Your own karma will be destroyed by mystery. That is not the, for them. So therefore, this thinking that way carefully, therefore, for now, if I don't want this, so I have to not do anything, or evil, negative things to others, hurting harm. For example, some powerful, mighty ruler, king, who has a little baby there, and then if you want to hurt them, if you kill them, or whatever you do, you are grown up, you may have power, but you always conscious, oh, if I do harm a little bit, then I will get later much, much punishment. But thinking that when we stop, nothing to do. Even the baby said, baby did you some bad things, you still try to be patient. Well, that is the ordinary sense. But the karma situation much, much worse. So therefore, this understanding, thinking, and believing is most important. Okay? All right.
在43颂里面是从另外一个角度来重申这个道理的重要性。 也就是讲说，如果我们在过去生或者此生造了这个恶因，那么即使呢我们想要追求快乐，它的结果都会是，不论我们到哪里去啊，我们到什么地方，那么都会经验各式各样的痛苦或者是说不愉快的结果。好，这个是跟我们过去生或者此生所造的恶因有关系。那么通常我们一般的人会想， 当发生了这样的情形的时候，一般人会想说，哦，也许我不适合这个地方，那我换到一个别的地方去。但是这样子的一种思考其实是不正确的。我们最好是从自己过去生所造的业因的这一个角度来看待自己现在正在经验的这个生活的过程。那么如果说能够从这个角度去思考的话，那么就会 想到就是说，这个是因为我自己过去生可能造了不好的因而带来的结果，那么因此而警惕自己。如果我的来生我不要再重复这样子的一种不愉快或者这样子痛苦的这个过程的话，那么我现在就开始要避免再去制造任何的这个恶因。好，这个是一个从另外一个角度来提示， 那么这个因跟果的之间的一个关系。至于刚最后格西刚才举的那个例子，我没有听得太清楚，所以我就避免了，就不讲了。Okay,
so that is the mixed type of what we experience. So therefore, but every sentient being is not this way mixed. Or some, you know, or buddhisattva's type of some, or pure, you know, virtues result, you know, sometimes, you know, or this, you know, born as I mentioned, you know, Sukhapati or pure land, etc. Or somebody, you know, born in hell, etc. So these are something. Next following. Now, verse 44, saying, Chiktu karva lande sambhavas. Chiktu karva means purely quiet karma and its result. That means just merely virtuous karma and all result of mere virtuous or karmic result or experience. That who is experiencing? Who is experiencing this is the, or that is the, if we, or some special kind of karma created, or then, as a result of that, if you are born, or Sukhapati, or then pure land of the Buddha Amida or something like that, pure land, if you are born there, and then that is the, and then they will be soon they transfer to born there, you will begin experience only virtues, mere virtues result. Nothing they are experienced negative karmic result. So that is the talking here. Jaji Tisang, member, verse 44, Jaji Tisang, payment Yingu. Tisang, see you, payment Yingu. Java Sunya, Sajis, Jisha, 2 weeks, Pama Lazo, Jujoja. Java Dune, the Shiksas, Java Jurus. Or that this is the, for example, if you are born there, let's see, ordinary life, human life, for example, human or animal's life, or then, for the birth, or then, born from mother's womb, you born in the mother's womb, or mother's womb is not clean, pure, dirty place, you be there, and so dark, completely darkness, and topa means tight with the completely other or materials and bones and many things go in squeeze inside, and that kind of miserable place you start with the birth, right? And then later, born and you have with the mixed with the all kind of strange, miserable people with the company also like that were unpleasant, all these things, all that were. Food which is sometimes maybe pleasure, or maybe sometimes it will give you pain or suffering, or food and drink, and so on. What you eat, or maintenance, also not very pure. All these things will make difficulties. That is the ordinary. Now, if you are born on Sukhapati, or that is the, for example, certain Bodhisattva will be born there, is the, and instead of all the mother's womb, very, very smelling and tight and all difficult, hot and that kind of situation, instead of them, you were born in a vast place, Jaji Tisang. Tisang womb is smelling, perfume, smelling. Siwe Peme Nyingbu Nes, you were born first in a lotus flower, some kind of lotus flower which has in a pure land, this ordinary lotus flower, pure land flower. Flower, very vast, and very nice smelling and cleaning. First the born there as the regimes, miraculous birth you take there. Oh, that is the opposite way of the usual mother's womb, right? Like so. Daji Tisang Peme, Siwa Peme Ningu Nes, Siwa Misik, all in the cool, rather than a hot place. Oh, Peme Ningu Nes. And in there, food is usually as in ordinary cassette material food, as the or rough. But instead of there, how the life is, they don't need to eat like us to come set on any material food, drink, and these are very, very bad. Yeah, or they have to eat and then go to somewhere. They may be digest or not, or they are sometimes painful, sometimes okay. And then they have to, every time you have to waste it to throw away, to go to another place to throw away, etc. All those things, they don't have there. Nothing to those things. Just mental purity. All that is the food is like nectar of teaching of Buddha Amitabha or Satsara, Buddha's words, special kind of, all of those things, mainly food, the living situations with that enjoyment. All that is there. Jare Sungye, Ane Sage Siji Jechebas. Sungye is a very beautiful word, all that is like food. Siji Jechebas is the brighten and their life is so increased. Or that will come. Or Javasun says, Jijijiva. Tui Jija Pema Lazun Lujo Jans. Or that is the. And then, 아는 타고야 동안에 체바도 집에 투배 보지 민세대 아아 네 아 엘리아 네네 narrow and difficult situation instead free from that and much much superior ne to ye ji ja pa ma la jung se ha de ha tu tu ba we ji ja pa ma la jung ha de de tin ne ha de lu jo jan se ne pa ma la chung wa me se born a lotus flower and then you have the light of the Buddha's special kind of light with the special kind of bright in it or such beautiful ne ne sukapata se ne or ne light will have or that kind of body mental body not earthly body or that will lunjo che or ne round circle round and many people, some are bothering you, some are getting angry you, some make you attachment, some make you hatred, some make you jealousy, etc. Unpleasant. Or the middle of what we see among the people sometimes, our mental faults makes you are sitting on a thorn bush. Okay, this, here, nothing like that way. Or Javan Dune. What that is the Java, the victorious Buddha, on Amitabha, etc. Dunna is in front of, right in front of those in the place. On Javan Dune, the Sheikh says, Gavajurus. All that they were a sheep said, in front of that you are born and you are utilizing so pure those teachings and pure experience. Or then that kind of possessing, that kind of also called the sheep said, means the son of conquerors. Or that means Bodhisattva's name is the son of conquerors. So we are born as son of conquerors. Like the originators and son of Chakrapatin king is the high level, like that, much, much better of their son of all the Buddhas directly there. All that is born like that, experiencing all these kind of meritorious things. Why? By what? Your own previous special kind of gewa, this meritorious virtues. In order to born there also you have pure or meritorious virtues and connection with the dedication and the prayer, and based on that also you have all kind of virtues and karma and pure shila, etc. Many things have to accumulate. Just merely prayer to born there will not do. Have to preparatory and all necessary conditions you have to build with that, then the dedication to, and then to born next life into the pure, and then it will be work. Okay? If you have gold, piece of gold, if you have, you can make that gold to make weapon, to kill or something, or doing all kinds of things, or garbage pan. Or you can make that is jewelry or some to yourself, or you can make that into offering to Buddhas or some kind of special things. There are many things you can do that same way. So dedication of that piece of gold, how you put into a special kind of fruit is the different in our motivation. Same way our merits, virtues created. What you do is at the end, dedication depends on that. So where you, that part is a prayer or dedication means directing what you have done or meritorious to this cause. If you didn't create anything, and then cause or merit, and how much prayer, it will empty prayer, okay? Okay, like that.
前面讲的就是 就是主要的一个重点啊，就是说因为这个业因呢、啊、不同的业因，那么使得有些众生他降生在净土，有些众生呢他下生在三恶道。那么所以这一颂啊，第44颂就是在讲或者在描述那个降生净土的那一些众生，那么他们所经验到的一个过程。那么这里面格西刚才用一般的众生跟降生净土的众生，他在整个出生或者成长的过程做了一个比较。首先讲说一般的众生，这些在他的这个前世造了混杂的这个有恶因有善因的这些众生，那么他们通常是下生在这个人道或者是下三道，那么这个时候他们会降生在他们的这个母亲的这个子宫里啊，降生在母胎里。那么这个当他进入到这个子宫呢，他所经验到的是这个环境呢、啊、是非常的黑暗，非常的拥挤，那么各种的这个不舒适。那么同时呢，他所能够接受到的养分也不是很纯净啊，那么因为这个他的母亲所摄取的这一些来源啊也不是很纯净。那么等到他出世了以后，那么他同样的要经历各式各样的苦啊，跟别人竞争或者是跟其他的众生竞争，那么遭受到其他众生的破坏等等。那这个是一般的在前世他种下有善因有恶因的这样子的一些众生。那么相对而言的话，是这一些只造善因的菩萨们，那么他们呢是会降生在净土。那么在这个净土里面，根据这个第44颂里面所描述的，好，那他是会降生在就是这个充满了芳香，然后非常宽广，同时很清凉的等等这个所谓莲花的这个上面。好，那么在这样子的一个净土里面，因为他们没有一般其他众生所有的那种混浊世的世俗身，他们有的只是一个昨天我们讲过是一个叫 mental body 心事身。那么所以呢他们所经验到的这个过程呢，就跟刚才我们讲的那个一般众生的这个过程是不一样。另外比如说他们所享受到的这个食物跟我们一般众生吃的这个非常混杂的食物是不一样，他们的主要的食物呢是佛的法语，或者是比如说阿弥陀佛或其他菩萨的这些教法。那么这一些这个食物啊，那么还有呢他们这经验的这些过程呢，那么让他们事实上都在一个非常令人喜悦的这样子的一个环境里面。那么所以当他们离开了那个莲花，那么他们成就了这个所谓心事身，那么这时候变成叫做这个如来之子。好，所以在44颂里面描述的是这些降生净土的这些佛菩萨们他们的这个经验。那么这里格西就提到，就是说好，我们平常在日常生活里面，我们光是去祈祷说我下一生希望能够降生净土啊，这个是不够的，我们要透过种种的善行，这些善行是要建立在一个非常正确的发心上面。那么同时呢，我们要接受种种的戒行啊，要遵照种种的戒行，那么等等等等，这一些所有的这种如法的这些行为跟这个动机啊，那么这样子的话，我们才有可能如愿在下一世能够降生净土。好，所以否则的话，那么光是去做祈祷这是没有用的。这就好像我们有手上有一块黄金，这个黄金怎么样使用 这是完全看我们本身的智慧，我们可以把它去做成就可以把它当成垃圾，我们可以把它去做成珠宝，或者是说我们可以把它拿来供养诸佛菩萨。那么这一些不同的做法，它就会产生不同的结果。好，所以在这里面主要强调的这个重点是透过四十四颂对于降生净土的这些菩萨们他们的这种愉快的经验来做一个例子，让我们去了解到，那么我们现在在这个可贵的这个人道，拥有这样子可贵的这个暇满人生，我们应该怎么样的积极的去发心，然后去行种种的善行，在这个戒律之下，那么这样子的话，将来可以这个获得好的结果。
Okay, so now we stop there. Have lunch.
我们现在暂停一下，请各位进午餐。